the following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. 100.7 KMLO is proud to bring you coverage of area high school sports. You can also catch this game at drgnews.com. Now, with the pregame, here's KC Miners.
Welcome you all into Selby. We're in Selby tonight for this 6B region volleyball action as the Wolverines of Harriet Selby area will take on the Potter County Battlers. This broadcast, this playoff game, has been authorized by special agreement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Going to run through those great sponsors that we have to make tonight's broadcast possible. They're Brown Agronomy, Bank West, Neumeyer & Smith, Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Gas and Goodies, Stan C. Store, Thorntonson Trucking in Selby, Langer's Family Foods, Campbell County Bank and Insurance in Harriet, Hovind Co-op in Prairie Stop, Harriet Concrete, Gettysburg Collision Center, First Interstate Bank, Shorty's One Stop, Plains Commerce Bank, Canwall Electric, Schlechter.
I my head, I tried them all.
Schlechter Lumber, and then also the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you to buckle up every time, every trip. Welcome you into the Jensen Rockin' Sand broadcast booth, KC Miners. Dave Williams joined alongside with me. We'll hear from Dave coming up later on in the pregame. But first, we'll go ahead, step away, take about a minute break, and we'll be back with the keys to success here on KMLO.
At Jensen Rock and Sand of Mowbridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential and commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mowbridge Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand of Mowbridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Welcome into the Keys to Success, brought to you by CHS River Plains. Joined now with Potter County Head Coach Jamie Cronin. Coach, how are you doing coming off a good win on Tuesday?
That was really very nice to see. The girls enjoyed themselves, you know, and that's what I hoped going in, that we could play like we did the week before on Tuesday, where just got relaxed after a little while and things just kind of started to flow a little bit better. So that was nice.
And talking about the game on Tuesday, you guys won 3-1. And after the first set, there were probably a couple question marks as Soli Buttes won that first set. But after that, you guys rolled. Talk about your capability to go on little spurts through each set. I had you guys going on seven, eight-point runs at some points. Talk about how the girls all brought that together and how you'll use it in tonight's game against Harriet Selby.
You know, a lot of it had to do with, we talked the other day about aggressive serving. And our first set, we missed five serves, which was really, that's crushing when you just send the ball out, and they were long out. So, I mean, the adrenaline was high. I think that kind of caused a few issues there. But then, you know, once we got on a couple of rolls, I mean, I had Emma serve 27 on the night, 27 out of 27 with four aces. And when you can do those kind of things and take them out of their game, that helped a lot. And then I think between the passing frustrating them a little bit, and then they had quite a few hitting errors that, again, the combination of things kind of gave our girls the confidence and the momentum to get going.
And I thought you guys were really aggressive at the net, too. I think Caden Cronin, she was phenomenal in the middle blocking, and especially on the offensive attack. I had her down for multiple kills, multiple blocks. I thought you guys were really aggressive at the net Tuesday night. Are you guys going to look to do a little bit of the same here tonight?
We are. I mean, Caden is definitely our big firepower in the middle. But we also know that she can't just go straight up the middle and hit, because that's just too easy to block. So once we get her moving around on the net, that does help a lot. And she's found some ways to find openings on the floor besides just slamming it down too. So that is key. And she did have some nice blocks last night, you know, more so than what Sully Buttes was able to counter with.
And talking about tonight's game a little bit, you guys haven't had the best success against Harriet Selby, 0-2 on the season. You've lost 1-2 and 0-3. What can you guys take away from those two matches you played so far that will help you in tonight's match?
Well, the last time that we played them, when we went out in three, we were missing some key players, and we had some younger girls in spots there that, you know, was definitely not our best showing. And, you know, really need to focus on taking your own errors out of it. You know, Harriet Selby's a good team. They don't let the ball hit the floor. So you've got to be ready to come back with multiple balls and multiple attacks, not just free balls. And that's the one thing we've talked about that just can't happen, between that and making errors of our own. You know, if you're making your own errors and not giving them, they can just go to work and do what they want to do too, without having to put up, we didn't put up much of a fight the last time we played them. And I felt the first time out, that was very early in the season. That was our first weekend tournament, and we played them very close. And again, I felt like we had some errors that took us out of what we wanted to do. So they just capitalized on them. And they have some good middle blockers and things too, so it's going to be a contest there.
And let's just talk about the game plan a little bit for tonight. I thought that you guys on Tuesday were able to speed Sully Buttes' defense up, and they were moving side to side, you know, back and forth. You guys were able to find those holes by speeding them up. Will we see a little bit of that tonight as well?
And we do. We talk about, you know, moving our hitters around, you know, not – sometimes the pass obviously dictates where you can go with the ball, and you know, being able to pass so that we have multiple options, and so if the attack comes from the outside one time, then if the ball comes back, being able to move it to the right side, you know, just, and I have a very sharp setter, I will say that, and not only can she set a nice ball, but she knows when to attack with that ball, and so we had some things go on there last night too, that she had some really nice attacks, and that helped us out.
Coach, I want to thank you for joining us here on the Keys to Success, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
That was head volleyball coach Jamie Cronin here on the Keys to Success. We will go ahead, step away here from CHS River Plains, and be right back with Harriet Selby, head volleyball coach, here on the Keys to Success.
You asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Joined now with Harriet Selby head coach Maria Sandmeyer here on the Keys to Success, brought to you by CHS River Plains. Coach, how you doing? And looking forward to a good match tonight.
Yeah, we're excited to play. We've faced these guys two times so far this season, so we're looking forward to the competition and seeing how it plays out tonight.
It was a good match for you guys on Tuesday. You won 3-0, but probably a little bit closer than what you wanted it to be. But you also get back-to-back home games here in the playoffs. You know, how big is that for you guys right now?
Yeah, I do think we played a little shook up on Tuesday. The girls kind of got in their heads a little bit. So tonight, I'm hoping that kind of those region nerves are gone and the girls will just play like heart with heart like they have all season. But it'll be telling to see what Potter County does, and they always kind of come into regions with guns a-blazing, because the last two times we played them in 4 years, they've beat us on our home court. So these girls know that. They want revenge. And I know that if they play with heart and play calm and with composure, that this team could go really far.
And I was at the Potter County Sully Buttes game on Tuesday, and I thought that Potter County was really aggressive at the nets, being able to watch them. Is that something you guys have kind of game planned, that they might try to speed you guys up on defense?
Yeah, Cronin, number 14, she's a huge block and a good, powerful swing. We know that. We've faced them twice this year. I know they got their setter back, Simon, and she's really aggressive. So we do have a little bit of game plan. They looked good on Tuesday. We had the chance to watch that game also. And we just got to, we know our competition. We know it's going to be a battle. It's going to be tooth and nail every point. But I think we're here for that. We're here. The momentum of the game is why we all love volleyball. So.
And you mentioned earlier you guys are 2-0 against them on the season. What were some of the things you took away in those two matches that might help you guys in tonight's?
Yeah, we played them at the beginning tournament of the season in the YTC tournament, and we went 2-1 with them. So we lost one set off of them, and then we came back actually from being under and pulled off that third set. And then the second time we played them, I know they were missing a couple kids. So it's just kind of a different team that we faced. So tonight we're ready for, I mean, full force, all their kids back on the court. And we're just, yeah, we're looking forward to the competition.
And you mentioned that you guys kind of had those jitters in the first match. Anything you're looking for from the girls? You guys expecting to get off to a fast start tonight here in tonight's match?
Just confidence. I want my girls to play like they always have played. If we don't play with confidence and we back down, it could be a rough night faced up against their big hitters and their big block. But I know my girls can fight through it as long as they have that mental toughness that we've been talking about all season long.
Coach, that's all I got for you. Thank you for joining me, and good luck tonight.
Okay, thank you.
That was head coach for Harriet Selby here on the Keys to Success. We'll go ahead, step away, take a quick break. Right back with more of the pregame here on KMLO.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. Using seed varieties from CropPlan, Brown's offers custom application of chemicals and free delivery. Call Brown Agronomy at 605-765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg on Highway 212. Neumeier and Smith, attorney at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Potter County Battler Sports. See Neumeier and Smith for wills, estate planning and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Neumeier and Smith Law Office at 605-765-2494, 605-765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports, Neumeier and Smith Law Office in Gettysburg. Gas and Goodies in Gettysburg salutes the Potter County Battlers and wishes them the best of luck. Call Gas and Goodies for weekly pizza specials at 765-2761. And remember to purchase your lottery tickets. Your favorite beverages are in the beer cave, burgers, pizza, and more for lunch and supper. Stop in today at your 24-hour Clark Pay at the Pump store. Gas and Goodies in Gettysburg, family-owned for 30 years and proud to help support Potter County High School activities.
Langer's Family Foods is proud to help sponsor the game broadcast of the Potter County Battlers. Langer's invites you to come shop the store each week. Sign up for weekly specials delivered right to your email. Langer's Family Foods offers you the freshest meat and produce, 10% senior citizens discount every Tuesday, free carryout, and free local home delivery. Store hours 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed Sundays. Shop and save at Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg every week.
Welcome back into playoff volleyball here on KMLO. Run through the starting lineups real quick for your visitors on the scoreboard, the Potter County Battlers. They will start with number 1, Taylor Sweber, number 4, Peyton Stevens, number 6, Zoe Mankey, number 9, Tyler Simon, number 11, Flynn Roush, number 14, Kaden Cronin, and then at the libero tonight for the Battlers is number 12, Ashley Kalp. Go ahead, step away here from Campbell County Collision. Be right back with the home team starting lineup here on KMLO.
Campbell County Collision in Harriet is there to serve you. Owned and operated by Bob and Kim Shadwell, Campbell County Collision repairs and paints all makes and models of vehicles. They do windshield and glass replacement. They're even a frame and alignment center. And now they're an authorized Scorpion spray-on bedliner dealer. The next time you have an uh-oh with your vehicle, take it to the pros at Campbell County Collision in Harriet. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Stop by or call 437-2355.
Looking at the starting lineups tonight for the Harriet Selby Wolverines, they'll start up front with their libero. Number 1, Stephanie Albee. Number 3, Pasha Mettinger. Number 4, Cheyenne Wirtz. Number 5, Sophia Ritter. Number 13, Jordan Rosso. Number 14, Maya Ebel. And number 20, Jaden Rosso. Go ahead, step away. We'll also hear from the officials' starting lineup tonight. We'll, as we'll kind of find it on my sheet, but we'll hear from the officials. Our officials tonight in tonight's ball game will be Brian Zahn and Mark Ulrich. We'll go ahead and step away, take a quick break here from the South Dakota Attorney General's office. Be right back with more of the pregame here on KMLO.
Attorney General Mark Vargo here, talking about sweepstakes scams. We all want to receive that call that says we've won a sweepstakes, and scammers know this. If you receive a call or an email saying you've won, but you need to pay taxes by placing money on a gift card or by mailing cash, it's a scam. It is illegal to ask for funds up front for taxes, tariffs, or customs. If you've been victimized by this scam, please reach out to my Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
Welcome back into Harriet South, Selby, South Dakota tonight for this 6B region volleyball action. Casey Miners, Dave Williams, about 4 minutes away from first serve here on KMLO. And Dave, we heard both coaches in the pregame say that they both had high praises for Caden Cronin of the Battlers.
Yeah, she's one that they're going to be on the lookout for. And, you know, the Battlers are going to lean on her, of course, throughout the game. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how she does and if that kind of gives them the spark. These two teams, as you said, they've met up a couple of times, but at the same time, both coaches said they weren't at full strength. So they know each other, but at the same time, they may see something a little different this time around.
And both teams look real impressive in their first opening round matches. Harriet Selby won 3-0 over Highmore Herald. And then Potter County probably impressed the most as they beat it Solly Butte's team that beat them earlier in the year, but they did it in such dominant fashion.
Yeah, they dropped that first set, and it looked like, well, maybe they're not ready for this, but then set number two, they just took over. And like you said, they were just dominant from the rest of the way, getting out, you know, some good runs, getting some big leads, able to hold off the Chargers when they would, you know, go on their little mini run. So we'll see if they can do the same tonight.
We will go ahead, step away, take a three-minute break. First serve on the other end of this timeout. You're listening to Playoff Volleyball here on KMLO.
Hey, all family and friends, out watching our Potter County Battlers compete in tonight's game.
All of us at the Hovind Co-op are behind the athletes, giving it all they've got every play of the game while striving for the win.
We are cheering for your success tonight.
Not only tonight, but in the classroom, on the farm, wherever your life takes you.
Good luck, Battlers, in tonight's game and all season long.
The Hovind Co-op is proud to support our area youth, the future of this community.
Best of luck from the Hovind Co-op. Go Battlers!
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
It's game time, and Shorty's One Stop wishes the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that Wanda and the staff support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your game with hustle, and remember, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. Shorty's has your favorite candy bars, salty snacks, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours. We'll get you there. So save me a seat. And remember, Wolverines, stand tall, tuck small, and play ball. Good luck from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Montana Dakota Utilities slogan, in the community to serve,
goes beyond providing safe and reliable electric and natural gas service. MDU and its dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live. Just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Welcome you back into playoff volleyball here on KMLO. Tainers, Dave Williams here with you. We got Harriet Selby taking on Potter County, and winner does advance to the SODAC 16. They will away. Not quite sure who they'll play yet, but the winner does go on to the SODAC 16, so it'll be one game away from the all-coveted state tournament where every team dreams of being at this time of the year.
Absolutely. This is a big, big game for both teams. You know they've got to be hyped. And just like Coach said, you know, that adrenaline, I'm sure, is running to start. So the first set could be a little interesting. And then as they calm down and settle in, we should see some pretty good volleyball.
We welcome you into the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth here on KMLO. We said this should be a pretty good one. I mean, the records don't quite determine what they says, because Harriet Selby comes in 20-8, Potter County 13-18, so they're under 500, but a lot better team than I think most people think when they look at that 13-18.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a team that you can't overlook in Harriet Selby. They know that. They're going to be ready to come on out here, and you know, if they can get over those nerves they did their last match, you know, be able to focus, get in the system, and do the things they want to do. You know, that's going to be what they're – both sides are going to have to do that to be prepared for this one.
And it's already a great crowd on hand. We've seen both teams, you know, really bring the intensity. Even when they were just warming up, we got a great crowd on hand tonight here in Selby.
Yeah, the both sides, both schools are out here in force. The girls, as you said, during warm-ups, they were hyped up. They were ready to go, so this should be a good, good match.
We will go ahead, step away, take a 90-second break for the national anthem. Here you listen to Playoff Volleyball on KMLO.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Farming and ranching is the backbone of our local economy, and like any business, it comes with risk. Federal crop insurance products were developed and continue to evolve to help farmers and ranchers manage weather risks. Marinville Insurance has been delivering the federal crop insurance programs as well as company-specific products since they became available. Let us help you wade through the options and make good decisions on products that make sense for your operation. Stop by our local office, visit our website at marinville.com, or call us to set up a visit. Marinville Insurance is a proud sponsor of area athletics.
If you're looking for a local company to do your grain hauling, call Horstenson Trucking in Selby. They pride themselves on being professional, on time, and having competitive rates. Horstenson Trucking is also looking for drivers. They have both new and late model equipment running regional and local. Call Austin at 605-850-3852. Plus, drug and alcohol testing is available at a low cost of only $40 per test. Call Shane at 605-520-8600. Horstenson Trucking, Selby, South Dakota.
At the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, our team is dedicated to the traditions of service. We offer a wide array of products to accommodate all your financial needs, including checking and savings accounts, CDs, IRAs, loans, debit cards, credit cards, a 24-hour ATM, and online banking. Make sure to check out our special notices in your monthly bank statements. We are the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, member FDIC. Proud to serve you and proud to support the Wolverines.
First serve on the way here in Selby, South Dakota. Casey Miners, Dave Williams with you here on KMLO, bringing you this 6B second round playoff action. Winner does advance to SODAC 16. Dave, I really expect a great game on hand. You know, these two teams that know each other very well.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is just going to be, from watching warm-ups, the energy here in the auditorium, it's going to be a good time.
Potter County will start with the serve. Back to serve is Roush. It goes to the back row. Wolverines on offense as Roskow sends it. Sends it over, but still going back and forth for both teams. Roskow with another serve, and that's going to be out of bounds. First point goes to Potter County, and something they weren't able to do a whole bunch on Tuesday night was get that first point. They get it here in an early point.
Yeah, a good job there getting that first point and settling in right away.
Battlers with the volleyball here as they're trying to get it over. Potter, Harriet Selby now setting up on the attack, and that one's going to be hit off of a Potter County defender. Give the kill to Pasha Mettinger, her first of the night, and now we're just like that. We're tied up 1-1.
And I think that's what we're going to see all night long, a lot of back and forth, these two.
Ritter back to serve for the Wolverines. It's a short one. It goes to the libero. Kaup on the other side. Wolverines now with it as Roskow sends it. Roskow sends it over. And that's just going to hit off the hands of number four for the Battlers, Tatum Stevens, and it will go a point for the Wolverines.
Yeah, it looked like she was trying to get that set off and just took her eyes off of it and misplayed it.
Ritter back to serve again as Harriet Selby has a 2-1 lead right now. Battler set up an offense as Cronin is going to send that one down, and it's going to go off the hands of Rosso. Cronin gets her first serve, and you can see why both coaches had high praise for her in the pregame.
Yeah, she got a great, great jump on that, made a nice block and pumped up her team, and now they get a shot on offense.
Back to serve for the Battlers is Emma Schlechter. As her serve is going to go right into a net, an error on her. And just like that, we've been back and forth. Neither team's hold a one. So far, the biggest lead's been one, and right now the Wolverines have it as they get set to serve. It goes to the back row. Kaup with the dig. It's going to be blocked at the net by Jada Rosso. She gets her first block of the night.
No doubt we're going to see a lot of play at the net, and it's going both ways so far.
Mettinger, the one back to serve, and that one will go out of bounds. Mettinger already with one kill tonight, and just like that, Potter County down one, trying to tie this game back up as Weber saves it on the other end. Kaup now with it as they go to the middle of the defense, back over to the Selby side, but they hit it right back over. Blocked at the net right away by Wirtz. And we're going to get a point here for the Wolverines, and they'll take the largest lead of the night so far at 2-5-3.
Yeah, double touch there. That's a no-no. And here are the Wolverines trying to go on a bit of a run.
Ross O back to serve for the Wolverines as it goes to Kaup, setting up their offense as Cronin's going to send it in, and that's going to fall in. Cronin already with two quick kills on the night for the Battlers. And they're now cutting into this lead down 1-5-4 here in set number one.
That was great placement on that kill. Nobody in the back corner. She knew right where to put it.
Got to go retrieve the volleyball. Went up behind the curtains of the auditorium.
Yeah, the pep band's not up there anymore to kick it back for you. So got to send somebody up there.
5-4 here. Harriet Selby with an early lead in the first set. I think they're right.
Can't find the ball.
they're going to send a new one in. Ashley Kaup back to serve for the Battlers. And look to tie up at 5-5 here. Her serve on the way goes to the back row as Albie has it. Potter County now with it again as Kaup has it. Setting up their offense in the middle goes cross court to Weber's. Weber's kill is going to go out of bounds. And now it's back to 2 here, 6-4 for the Wolverines.
Yeah, Harriet Selby, they had to free ball it over to kind of get themselves set up, and then they were ready for that ball that went out of bounds.
Works back to serve for the Wolverines. It goes to the back row. Potter County now on offense as Kaup's going to try to get the kill. She sends it over to the back row. The Wolverines now with it. Back and forth here as we see in this first set. It's a great play by Tyler Simon. She'll get the kill. Notice that nobody was in that back corner. Everybody for Harriet Selby was up and was able to hit it in the far back corner, and they get a point.
Yeah, great awareness there to put it where nobody was once again.
Simon back to serve for the Battlers. Goes to the back row as it goes off to Mettinger. Albie sends it over back to Simon in the back row. Battlers on offense again as Simon's kill is going to be blocked at the net. For the block was Jordan Rosshow. She gets her first block of the night. Wolverines now serving as goes the back row to Kaup. And that's just going to be off the hands of Kaup. Kind of misplaced it. And the ace will go to number 14 of Maya Ebel. Maya Ebel, excuse me.
Ebel has to go chase the ball down as well. At least she could find it this time.
Ebel serve goes to the back row off the hands of the Ballers. A little awkward as Kaup sends it over, and that goes right into the net.
Yeah, just a bad angle there for her to try to get it over the net. Unfortunately, couldn't.
Wolverines now extending that lead by 4-9-5 as Ebel sends it over again. Looking to set up their offense. This Potter County, that one goes right into the net, and Coach Cronin's got to call a timeout as Harriet Selby goes on a scoring run. This timeout brought to you by AgTegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. Go ahead, step away, take 30 seconds just to play off volleyball here on KMLO.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Welcome you back into playoff volleyball and the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth here on KMLO. Harriet Selby on top of the Ballers here in set number one, 10-5. As Ebel's got on a little nice, Ebel's got on a little nice of her own run here, serving the volleyball.
Yeah, both teams back and forth for a little bit, but now Harriet Selby's been able to piece together a nice run.
Wolverines on offense here as they get it back over. Zweber with it for the Ballers. Simon sets her up as they go cross court to Zweber again, and that's going to go off of the basketball hoop. Oh, I almost thought it was going to go in the net. But it didn't, as Weber gets her first kill of the night. The Ballers coming out of this timeout, you can just tell, look a little bit different, a little more relaxed.
Yeah, and I think that's what they needed, just to settle down the nerves, and hopefully they can bounce back and give Harriet Selby a good run here.
Weber with the serve as the Wolverines now have it on their end. Back and forth volleys here as both teams are trying to extend the lead and cut into that lead at the same time. Rosso's serve, Rosso's kill attempt is going to go out of bounds, and just like that, coming off this timeout, Potter County is now cutting the lead and went from 5-3.
Yeah, just what the doctor ordered, a little bit of a break, take a breath, and come back and attack.
Flubber back to serve again for Potter County as her serve goes to the back row. Wirtz has it. She gets it to Ebler. Now to Mettinger. Mettinger hits it over, but Battler's now with it on offense. Simon hits it over. Both teams going back and forth again. Mettinger's kill attempt's going to go to the back row to Kaup. Kaup goes cross court to Mankey, and that's going to go out of bounds. This just seems like Potter County a little bit on these kill attempts are just missing them out of bounds.
Yeah, just a little too far. They need a little bit better placement. They have that first good one from Cronin. Now they got to rein it back in.
Albee serve goes to the back row to Kaup as Stevens tries to catch the Wolverine defense off guard. Rosso serve as kill attempt's going to go right in the middle, but a good dig there by the Ballers as Potter County now back on offense. And that kill attempt by Mettinger is going to go out of bounds, and the Wolverines will give the volleyball right back to Potter County.
So the Wolverines went on a little run. Now it's Potter County's turn.
Taylor Rosso back to serve for the Ballers as it goes to the back row to Ebel. Ebel over to Rossow. Rosso's kill goes over the net. Cronin with an authority. She was looking to put that in the middle of the defense, but just went a little long, but she sent it down with some authority.
Yeah, she put some heat behind that just a little too long. They've got to work on that placement, and otherwise they'd be adding some points to the scoreboard here.
Ritter back to serve for the Wolverines. Goes to the back row to Kaup for the Ballers. To set up their offense as Simon's kill attempt's going to go out of bounds again. Potter County still just missing on these kill attempts. They're doing a nice job of setting their outside hitters up, but just unable to convert on the offensive end.
Yeah, they're getting the opportunities. They just need to work on that placement, and that or that could hurt them through their math.
Ritter serve goes to the back net, but we're going to get a double hit on it. Jada Rossow, and that will be a point for the Ballers, now taking it 13-9 here in set number one. Wolverines on top.
Yeah, tough play there. She didn't quite get it over the net, and then she's going to try it again, and you can't do that.
Potter County back to serve as it goes to the back row. Ebel with it as Ryder sets up Ross Alhurst. Till attempts him softly over to the other side as Potter County is now setting up their offense. Both teams going back and forth as we see the Wolverines scrambling. Potter County able to set up some offenses. Simon has it on the far end. They're going to get a violation on the Battlers, so now give a point to the Wolverines, 14-9, as we've seen more of that back and forth that we saw earlier in this first one.
Yeah, but out of that timeout, the Battlers have seemed to settle in a little bit, and that's helped them.
Mettinger served back for the Wolverines. He goes to the back row of the Battlers. Thrown in on offense, tries to set it over softly, but able to do that. Potter County now with it as they hit it over. Blocked to the net originally by Cronin. Battlers back on offense as Simon sends it down with some authority. That's going to be dug out by the Wolverines. Ebler sends it over. Zweber now with it on the back row. As the Battlers are scrambling on offense, they just get it over after three hits. Ebel now with it, tries to set it over. Blocked again at the net by Cronin. Cronin trying to block it for a third time, but unable to do that. Sets it back over. Works with a nice dig. A lot of back and forth right now for both teams as Cronin's going to try to block it over. She finally gets a point on the kill, her third kill of the night for Kaden Cronin.
Got a little bit of a break there. One of the Wolverines touched it, but nobody there handy that could help out. Potter County, what's out on that one?
14-10 now for the Battlers. Checking in to a serve for Potter County is Riley Kalp as her serve goes to the back row to Albee. Twitter now with it as she goes cross court to Ross Allen. Her skill attempt's going to go down. Her first of the night. That's only the second kill of the night for the Wolverines so far. They've had a couple aces, but most of their points have come off mistakes by Potter County.
Yeah, great placement. Just a nice soft touch into an empty space.
Okay, to Ross Allen back to serve. Now as it goes to the back row to Kalp for the Battlers. Cronin trying to send it down. But she will hit it right into the net. Ballard's now taking a six-point lead here, 16-10 in the first set. Again, the first to 25 will win each set. First one to five, the first one to three will win tonight as the serve goes back to Kalp. Kalp cross court to Zweber. Zweber's kill attempt is dug out by Ebel. Ebel now with a kill attempt on her own. That's dug by Kalp. Wolverines back on offense now. Is this a little bit of miscommunication, and it will go down as a kill on the other end, as it's not a traditional kill for Ashley Kalp.
You'll take them where you can get them, and the Wolverines just kind of got caught looking at each other on that one.
Kalp now back to serve for the Battlers, 16-11 here in set number one. Goes to the back row to Albee. Albee gets it to Riddler cross court to Wirtz. Wirtz's kill attempt is going to go to the back row for the Battlers. Zweber on the far side tries to lay it over nicely, but it's blocked at the net by Rossow. Battlers now back with the volleyball. Kalp's kill attempts going to go to the back row. Both teams going back and forth again. They get into the middle to Rosso, and her kill attempt's going to go off, and it's going to go off the hands of a Battler and go out of bounds. So Jada Rossow now with the two kills on the night to go along with one block.
So Harry and Selby trying to put together a little run here. They had a nice run earlier. See what they can do this time.
17-10 now for the Wolverines. Wirtz serve goes to the back row to Kalp. Kalp over to Zweber. Zweber's kill attempt's going to be dug out by Ebel. Ebel now with it. Her kill attempt's going to be long, and it will go out of bounds for a Battler point, making it 17-12 now here in set number one.
Yeah, just a little bit too much juice on that one from Ebel.
Tyler Simon back to serve for the Battlers. Her serve goes to the back row to Albee. Off Albee's hands, really weird. Now the Wolverines are having to scramble as Riddler just gets it over. Simon trying to catch the defense off guard for the Wolverines, and she does. And she'll get an unconventional kill for her. Go down as her second on the night. Now 17-13, Potter County trying to chip into this period Selby lead. Wolverines now with the volleyball as Rossow's kill is going to get over. Potter County with it. So they're trying to attack on offense. Albee with it on the back row. Gets it to Riddler. Ebel's kill attempt is going to be dug out by Zweber's. Zweber's kill attempt is going to go long. And it will be a point for the Wolverines as they're inching closer here to a set one win.
Yeah, and that's just been the you know, unfortunately for the Battlers, those kill attempts are there. They're just not able to get them in bounds.
Potter County doing a nice job of setting up their offense, just a little inefficiency. We saw that on Tuesday night, too, as well. Harriet Selby now has the volleyballs. They go back row to Ebel. Ebel's kill attempt might have been out of bounds, but Kalp saves it. Nice dig there by Albee as Wolverines are back on offense. Rossow's going to send it down. They're going to say it went off of a Potter County defender. Give the kill to Jordan Rossow. Rossow.
Nice run again. Get Ebel serving for the Wolverines.
Ebel now with it. She sends it the back row to Kalp. Simon setting up Zwebers. Zwebers kill attempt's going to be blocked at the net by Mettinger. Wolverine still with it as Ritter just gets it over. Both teams back and forth right now as Albee sets it up for Mettinger. Mettinger's kill just gets over. Rosso with it now as the kill attempt by Mettinger just gets over. Both teams going back and forth. Zwebers tries to nicely put it over, but a good dig by Wirtz. But they're unable to save it, so it will go down as a kill for Taylor Zwebber, her second of the night. And just like that, it's 19-14 here as Zwebber's back to serve for Potter County.
Even with that mistake by the Wolverines, it seems like they've gotten in a pretty good rhythm.
Zwebber back to serve for the Battlers. Her serve goes to the back row, and it's going to be off the hands of Wirtz. I think Wirtz thought it was going to go out of bounds, and Ebel just touched it, so it's going to be an ace for Zwebber, and that's going to force a Harriet Selby timeout. This timeout brought to you by Agtegra. Acres ahead, maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Go ahead, step away, take 30 seconds, right back with more playoff volleyball here on KMLO.
At First Interstate Bank of Gettysburg, we know that champions play as one, one team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They are built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on First Interstate Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit First Interstate Bank of Gettysburg today. Member FDIC.
Playoff volleyball here on KMLO, Casey Miners, Dave Williams, and Dave, over at timeout. We just heard some Potter County and Harriet Selby chances break out from the crowd, so a great crowd on hand tonight, and they're really bringing the energy so far in the first set.
Yeah, the energy is not just on the court. It is in the stands, too, so that just amps up the girls, too, while they're out there.
Potter County will get the serve coming out of this timeout. Zwebber back to serve. Wolverine hold a 19-15 lead here in the first set. Zwebber's serve goes to the back row as Ebel has it. Ritter now within the middle. She goes over to Rosso. Rosso's kill is going to go directly into the net, so we're going to get a double hit. They weren't in. Wolverines weren't able to get it over after three, so you get that violation. And now Potter County's still chipping into the lead. Now down three, 19-16. Zwebber back to serve again. Her serve goes to the back row to Wirtz. Ritter with it now as Mettinger just sets it over in the middle of defense. A great awareness by Mettinger to realize that the defense was back and put it right in the middle.
Yeah, put it in the right spot, and they've been able to do that throughout this first set. So if they can keep doing that consistently, that's going to help them out.
20-16 now. Potter County with the volleyball as Mankey's kill is going to be blocked at the net, and they're going to say they double hit it. It will go down as a block for number 20, Jada Rosso. Her second block of the night. Wolverines only need four now to close out this first set as Albee's serve goes back to Simon. Simon now with it on the kill attempt, and that's going to go out of bounds. Another point for the Wolverines, making it 22-16, and now they're 3 points away from getting a set one win here in Selby. Albee back to service. Her serve goes to the back row. Mankey with it. Over to Kalp. Kalp gets it back to Mankey, and Mankey's kill is going to go long. Still, you're seeing a little bit of those miscues here by Potter County. They're set up their offense well, but everything's just going long, or it's going to going out of bounds to the left or right.
Yeah, that's been hurting them all through this set. That's something they're going to want to hang with the Wolverines. That would be a great way to do it because you'd be putting those points up on the scoreboard instead of giving them away.
Albee's serve goes to back row to the libero, Kalp. Weber's kill attempt on the other end is going to be dug out by Ebel. Mettinger gets it back over to Pottawatomie. The Battlers set up their offense. Wirtz digs it out for them as Rosso's kill attempt is going to be hit at the net. It's still alive. Almost thought she double-touched it, but the officials are calling it still alive. We're getting great back-and-forth volleyball right now, and then we're going to get a violation on Pottawatomie. So now set point here for the Wolverines.
Yeah, big opportunity to close out this set that's been back and forth and get a leg up.
Albee's serve goes right into the net, so an error on her.
You almost feel like there was just a little bit too much excitement and she didn't quite place the ball like she wanted to.
24-11 here in set number one. Rosso's serve goes short as Ebel digs it out. Right around the other end as Mettinger's going to send it over, and her kill attempt is going to go right off the net. So maybe a little bit of momentum we're seeing now for the Battlers as they're down 24-18 now.
Yeah, not giving up just yet.
Rosso's serve goes to the back row to Albee. Wolverines now with the volleyballs. They go cross court to Rosso. Rosso's kill attempt is going to be done nicely as Cronin tries to get it in. And Cronin's going to get a kill. Goes down as her fourth so far here in set number one. And we're seeing why both coaches talked about her in the pregame.
Yeah, and that's the placement they need and that they've been missing throughout the set. She saw where there was nobody there for the Wolverines. Perfect placement. They just need to do more of that.
Harriet Selby's going to go ahead and call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by AgTegra Acres Ahead to maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. We'll go ahead and keep it here. And, Dave, this crowd has been electrifying, and we're seeing really just some small miscommunications from Potter County. Otherwise, this game could be the other way it is right now.
Oh, absolutely. They've missed a number of kills, either long or off to the side out of bounds. And if they could just kind of place those a little bit better, they've had some really good opportunities. These two teams are really evenly matched. And so far, the Wolverines have, you know, been able to take advantage of some of the Battlers' misdeeds.
And that's what I think, that if your coach on the Sandmeyer on the other side, you're thinking, okay, well, we got to capitalize on these miscues as the Battlers will serve the ball, early ball coming out of this timeout. It goes to the back row to Wirtz. Wolverines setting up their offense as they get it back over to the Battlers. Cronin in the middle of the defense there just gets it over. Still set point here for the Wolverines, 24-19. Cronin's kill attempt to be blocked at the net. But it will go out of bounds off of Jada Rossow. So we'll go down as a point for Potter County, 24-20. And they keep inching away at this Harriet Selby lead. Rossow's serve goes to the back row to Ebel. Ritter now with it as she's setting up the offense. Mettinger's kill attempt is going to fall in, and that will be set point for the Wolverines. They go ahead and win this first set 25-20. We'll go ahead, step away. Take a couple minutes. Be right back with the second set here on KMLO.
At Plains Commerce Bank, our roots run deep in the plains of South Dakota, where our bankers have been making decisions locally since the 1930s. We're the people in whom you've placed your trust, and we'll be around when you need us.
Hi, this is Kay Kalp, agribusiness banker at Plains Commerce Bank. We take the time to get to know your business and your needs. We offer customized lending, local decision-making, and great service, all important to help you grow your business and reach your dreams.
Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Schlachter Lumber, your hometown hardware and lumber store since 1888. See Schlachter Lumber for shingles, wood, asphalt, and metal. Cabinets by Dakota, Starmark, and Mid-Continent. All grades of lumber, treated rough lumber, select grade, hardwoods, and oak, cherry, birch, and walnut. Schlachter sells plywood, OSB, shop, CDX, AC treated, and drywall, insulation, and ceiling tile as well. Schlachter Lumber, your hometown hardware and lumber store in Gettysburg since 1888.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. Using seed varieties from CropPlan, Brown's offers custom application of chemicals and free delivery. Call Brown Agronomy at 605-765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg on Highway 212.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Newmeyer and Smith, attorney at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Potter County Battler Sports. See Newmeyer and Smith for wills, estate planning and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Newmeyer and Smith Law Office at 605-765-2494, 605-765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports. Newmeyer and Smith Law Office in Gettysburg.
Farming and ranching is the backbone of our local economy, and like any business, it comes with risk. Federal crop insurance products were developed and continue to evolve to help farmers and ranchers manage weather risks. Marinville Insurance has been delivering the federal crop insurance programs as well as company-specific products since they became available. Let us help you wade through the options and make good decisions on products that make sense for your operation. Stop by our local office, visit our website at marinville.com, or call us to set up a visit. Marinville Insurance is a proud sponsor of area athletics.
Gas and Goodies in Gettysburg salutes the Potter County Battlers and wishes them the best of luck. Call Gas and Goodies for weekly pizza specials at 765-2761. And remember to purchase your lottery tickets. Your favorite beverages are in the beer cave, burgers, pizza, and more for lunch and supper. Stop in today at your 24-hour Clark Pay at the Pump store. Gas and Goodies in Gettysburg, family-owned for 30 years and proud to help support Potter County High School activities.
So far, the Patriots though, he did win that first set 25-20 as there's a block right there at the net by Jada Rossow, her third block of the night so far. And Dave, something I wanted to point out before we lost connection abruptly, that Harriet Selby was out killed in that first set 9-6.
Yeah, I mean, if the Battlers could have reined in some of the others, I mean, imagine what that stats would look like, and they could have won that first set.
Kaden Curran just picks up another kill. She's starting off, picking up where she led off last Tuesday with three blocks and 10 kills. So a great job tonight so far for Curran as the Wolverines hold a 3-2 lead. Ritter with it as she goes in the middle to Wirtz. Wirtz kill attempts. They go to the back rows. It's Doug Alley's. Weber on the other end tries to get into the middle of the defense. Harriet Selby scrambling on offense as Evil's going to have it partially blocked at the net, but it's going to go out of bounds off of number 9, Tyler Simon. Jada Rossow now back to serve for the Wolverines. She gets it back to Kalp. Kalp to Cronin. Cronin's kill attempt goes right into the net. And now the Wolverines on a little bit of a run, and that's when they were really affected in that first set, was when they went on a little bit of a spurt. We're seeing it now here to start set number 2.
Yeah, they're looking to build a nice lead, and you can see a little bit of frustration on some of the faces of the Battlers.
Weber's kill attempt's going to go out of bounds on the other end, and we're still seeing those mistakes. And I think that if these mistakes are going either way, and Potter County's got to get over the mistakes, but Harry Selby's doing a great job to counteract and build off of the mistakes being made. As we saw another one right there by the Battlers, as Jada Rossow got the ace. She will go back to serve again.
And you can see it, there's a bit more confidence on the Wolverine side in this second set.
Kalp with the dig as they get it to Zwebbers. Zwebbers' kill attempt is going to try to go to the middle of the defense. But the Wolverines now set up their offense as Ebel's kill attempt goes to the back row. Potter County now with the volleyballs. They go to Cronin. Cronin's kill attempt is going to be blocked at the net, and they are unable to save it after that. As Jordan Rossow now gets her second block of the night, that's going to cause a Potter County timeout. And Coach Jamie Cronin does not look very happy on the other side. This timeout brought to you by Agtegra. Acres ahead to maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. We'll go ahead, step away, take 30 seconds, right back with more 6B playoff volleyball here on KMLO.
If you're looking for a local company to do your grain hauling, call Thorstenson Trucking in Selby. They pride themselves on being professional, on time, and having competitive rates. Thorstenson Trucking is also looking for drivers. They have both new and late model equipment running regional and local. Call Austin at 605-850-3852. Plus, drug and alcohol testing is available at a low cost of only $40 per test. Call Shane at 605-520-8600. Thorstenson Trucking, Selby, South Dakota.
AC Miners, Dave Williams here with you in the Jensen Rockinson broadcast booth. We are coming out of this timeout. Harriet Selby on top here early in the second set. 8-2, that scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Pharma Products. Back to serve for the Wolverines is number 20, Jada Rossow. As her serve goes to the back row, it's dug out by Kalp. On the other end of Cronin. Cronin's kill attempt is going to be thrown down with some authority as she tallies on to her kills. And I think she took out some frustration on that ball. The Battlers have been struggling a little bit tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. She's been frustrated here in that second set, and that ball felt it.
Six kills already on the night for Caden Cronin, only a junior. She's a great volleyball player. Both coaches talk about her and the keys to success. As Wirtz has it on the other end for the Wolverines, Harriet Selby scrambling as that one just barely gets over by Albie as they go into the middle to Rossow. Rossow is going to get her first kill of the night. And just like that, coming out of this timeout, we saw it in the first set that the Battlers are able to string together some points here and close in on this lead.
Yeah, just a little bit of a mistake there on the back line. I think if she would have let it go and let the libero grab it, they would have been in better shape.
Ashley Kalp serve goes to the back net to Albie the libero tonight for the Wolverines as Kalp has it again. Simon trying to catch the defense off guard. She quickly gets it over. Both teams going back and forth right now as Simon sets up Zwebber on the other end. Zwebber's kill attempt's going to be partially blocked at the net. Wolverine's got to get it over as Mettinger just gets it over, and it's going to go out of bounds. And it will be a point for Potter County. They're on a 3-0 scoring run here coming off of this timeout.
Yeah, that kill by Cronin kind of gave them a spark, and they're on a little bit of a run now.
8-5 now. The scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Wirtz on the other end here. Kill attempt trying to go in the middle of the defense. Battler's able to save it. Wolverines now back with the volleyball on their end as Mettinger's kills goes to the back row off the hands of Kalp, and it's high off the top of the roof here in the Selby. It's going to go out of bounds off the Battlers. So Wolverines now with the point after Potter County strung out three straight points and back to serve for Harriet Selby is Cheyenne Wirtz.
Yeah, great job by Mettinger to realize that that ball was going out of bounds and let it go.
Wirtz serve goes to the back row to Kalp. Simon setting up Ashley Kalp. Kalp's kill attempt goes in the middle of the defense, but a nice dig there by Mettinger. Rossow's going to just try to catch the defense off guard, but does it a little too much, and it goes right out of bounds.
Right back to the Battlers, and we'll see if they can chip away at the lead once again. Not too far behind here at 9-6.
Tyler Simon now back to serve for Potter County. She's got three kills unofficially on the night for the Battlers. Wolverines on offense here as Rossow just sends it over, tries to catch the defense off guard again, but just a little, I think she timed that jump a little too much, jumped a little early, and she hit it right into the net.
Yeah, if she would have just waited just maybe a half second, that would have been perfectly timed.
Battlers inching back into this as Simon serve barely gets over, works with the dig on the other end as Ebel sends it over. Stevens with it as Simon's going to throw it down with some authority. She gets her fourth kill on tonight, and that's going to be a timeout on the other end by the Wolverines. 9-8 now, as Potter County has won on a big scoring run coming off of their last timeout. fixing some of those mistakes we saw in the first set.
Yeah, they were looking and just kind of out of sorts at the start of this set. And, you know, Coach Cronin really laid down the law and said, we need to get back to doing what we do. And they've looked so much better after that. And that kill by Cronin really has given them a spark. And here they are, just 1 point off the lead. This has been, you know, a great match so far. And I think this is what we're going to see all night.
And I think that Potter County started a little bit the same way they did on Tuesday night. They got down quick to Silly Boots, and they were unable to come back. They ended up losing that 25-20 like they did here tonight. And we've seen them come on spurts of runs, and I know that's something Coach Cronin talked about in their keys to success. They want to be able to go on runs and either chip into leads and come back from a deficit or get a big lead.
Yeah, and this is a perfect opportunity. They've got the ball. They're serving just down by one and a chance to even this up.
Tyler Simon served for the Battlers, goes to the back row to Wirtz. Roskow setting up. Mettinger's kill attempt goes to the back row, dug out by Ashley Kalp. And that one's going to drop in for Weber's. Weber gets her third kill of the night. And we're seeing Potter County be real effective getting some of those kills that were just missing in that first set. They're now getting into fall as we're knotted up at nine. Simon serve goes to the back row to Alsby. Wolverines on offense as Ebel's kill attempt is just going to land out of bounds. And it will be another point. Now a big scoring run here as Simon goes back to serve yet again for Potter County.
Now you see the much more confident Batwing team here.
Mettinger hits it awkwardly off of her hands as Wolverines are just going to try to get it over. It's dug out by Kalp. Ritter tries to get it over. Both teams going back and forth right now. We're going to get a violation on the freshman for Potter County, Peyton Stevens. They will go to Ebel. A much-needed point here for Harriet Selby as they get the volleyball back finally.
Yeah, they've been able to go on some runs with Ebel doing the serving for them. We'll see what happens this time.
Stevens' kill attempt is going to go right into the net. And just like that, Potter County now back on top, 11-10, as they're looking to extend this lead and take a 2-0 lead here early on.
Yeah, Ebel's been very effective serving, as has Rossow for the Wolverines.
Ebel's serve goes to the back net. Zweber on the other end tries to put in the middle of defense, unable to do so. Mettinger on the other end for the Wolverines as Potter County now has the volleyball back. I'll be on the back row. Both teams going back and forth into second set, 11-10, your score. Harriet Selby on top. We're seeing great back and forth teams. Both teams digging the ball out nicely, trying to set up their outside hitters on the other end. As Simon's kill attempt's going to go right into the net. And that will be another Potter County point. They now extend the lead to 2-12-10.
Yeah, great job by the Wolverines. Both teams going back and forth, making the other side work, and finally fell for the Wolverines there.
Roskow's kill attempt is going to go to the back row and off the hands of Albie, and that will go out of bounds off of her. Taylor Roskow now with two kills on the night unofficially, as it's now 12-11, a lot closer. Set number two we're seeing, and neither team really able to extend that big lead. We saw a Battler come back, and now we're seeing both teams go back and forth yet again.
Yeah, both of these teams battling each other hard, and this is going to be a great set.
Simon with it as Stevens goes cross-court to Mankey. Mankey's kill attempt just gets over, but a nice dig by Wirth. She's able to get it out. Battler's now with the volleyball again on their end, setting up their offense. Cross court to Mankey. Mankey's kill attempt dug out again by Albee. Both teams going back and forth as Mettinger just tries to hit it over in the middle of the defense. Potter County with the volleyball now as Kalp makes a nice attempt to save it as Mankey just hits it over. Back and forth action again as Kalp just tries to set it over nicely. And then a nice attempt there by the Battlers. They were able to notice that the defense was spread out a little bit, and they had a middle of the floor open for the kill.
Yeah, the Wolverines, they got their hands on it, but they were really not in a good position to defend that.
Weber's serve is going to go to the back row, and it will be out of bounds. So Potter County able to force another mistake, and it just gives the Wolverines another point as they're able to hang on to their 13-12 lead. Albee served goes to the back row to Kalp. Now over to Simon. Simon tries to get the defense off guard by the Wolverines. Wolverines still with the volleyball as both teams going back and forth again. A great set number two. We saw a great set number one, and that's going to be a kill for Potter County. Give it to Tyler Simon. Another kill for her on the night, and we're knotted up at 13 again. The second tie so far here in set number two.
Yeah, this one was really anybody's set. Nobody's able to get, you know, any kind of dominance so far here.
And that serve is going to be short right into the net. Harriet Selby now taking a one-point lead yet again. Taylor Rosso with the serve. Now back to serve for Potter County's Sophia Ritter. Her serve goes to the back row as Weber has it. Broman's kill is going to be blocked at the net by Cow, and we're going to get a double hit on the other end. Give the point to the Wolverines. Now 15-13. That score brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. In the Rock, Benson Rocket Sand broadcast booth, Casey Miners, Dave Williams bringing you the 6B region volleyball from Selby, South Dakota. So Battlers having a scramble as they just get it over. Simon gets it over. Wolverines now with the volleyball again. They go in the middle to Rossow. Rossow's kill just gets over. Both teams scrambling yet again. And the point goes to the Wolverines. Harriet Selby's doing a great job of getting Potter County to go sideline to sideline. And they're, you can really see it as they're not able to get set on offense.
Yeah, and that's what they're really going to need to do to get anything going, because both of these teams are just back and forth and playing so well.
Ritter's serve will go into the net now, 16-14. Harriet Selby on top as Kaden Cronin comes back into the game for Potter County. Potter County back to serve. They are down in sets as Harriet Selby won the first one, 25-20. I'll be with it for the Wolverines. Ritter setting up Kalp, and Kalp's going to get a nice kill. She just touches it over the net. Excuse me, not Kalp. Rosso with the kill. Her third on the night to go along with three blocks. She's been a great force in the middle so far for the Wolverines. Mettinger back to serve for Harriet Selby. As Potter County's unable to get it over, you can give Mettinger the ace there for Harriet Selby. Just like that, Potter County's got to get a timeout here coming down now, 18-14 into this timeout. This timeout brought to you by Agtegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. We will go ahead, step away, take 30 seconds, right back with more playoff volleyball here on KMLO.
Langer's Family Foods is proud to help sponsor the game broadcast of the Potter County Battlers. Langer's invites you to come shop the store each week. Sign up for weekly specials delivered right to your email. Langer's Family Foods offers you the freshest meat and produce, 10% senior citizens discount every Tuesday, free carryout, and free local home delivery. Store hours 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed Sundays. Shop and save at Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg every week.
Casey Miners, Dave Williams here with you in Selby tonight for 6B Region Volleyball. The winner advances to the SODAC 16. Right now, Harriet Selby up 1-0 in sets as they won the first set 25-20. They're currently up here in set number two, 18-14. So far, we've seen in this set both teams able to go on runs coming off of timeouts. We'll see if we can see it happen again as Potter County has the volleyball, and Mankey's kill attempt is going to go to the back row for the Wolverines, but they're unable to save it. You can go ahead and give Mankey the kill, her second on the night.
And they've been a lot more successful on those kills in place this set.
Mankey back to serve for Potter County. It gets over the net. In the middle is Wirtz. Wirtz trying to get it middle of the Potter County defense. Simon trying to catch the defense off guard. She goes long with her kill attempt. Wolverines now with it as Stephanie Albee's kill attempt will go right into the net. And now Potter County now inching away in this lead. It was four, now down to two, 18-16, coming off the timeout. Mankey goes to the back row to Albee. Wolverine setting up their offense as Ebel hasn't had to call her name in a while. Potter County now back on offense. As Cronin's going to get another kill as it went off of a Potter, as it went off a Harriet Selby defender.
Yeah, Ritter, that was too hot to handle. She was right there, but Cronin put some heat on that one again.
That one went short, and they caught. I don't think that Harriet Selby was quite ready for that, and the ace is going to go to a Mankey, her first ace of the night. Zoe Mankey gets it. She's back to serve again. 18-18 all now here in set number two as Collier County is able to fight back from the deficit coming off the timeout. Ebel's kill attempt is going to be blocked to the net by Cronin, but it's going to go out of bounds. Give Harriet Subby the point. They go back up by one now in a crucial, crucial set number two.
Yeah, Rossow's back looking to give the Wolverines a spark here.
Rossow, three kills, three blocks so far on the night. Potter County with the volleyballs. They get it back to Cronin. Cronin just sets it over on the defense. Wirtz on the other end just tries to hit it over nicely, and she does. Cronin's kill attempt's going to be blocked in the net, but Potter County now back with it. Give the kill to Simon as she is really doing a nice job of finding the holes in the defense. And it's not like she's going up for a forceful kill. She's just setting it over and placing it where the defense isn't so far for Harriet Selby.
Yeah, that's what they were lacking in set number one. They've been so much more effective here in this second set.
Ashley Kalp's serve goes to the back row to Albee over to Wirtz. Wirtz's kill attempt's going to go cross court, but a nice dig there by the Battlers. Kalp gets it over. Wolverines now setting up their offense again as Rossow's kill attempt just barely gets over the net. It's Weber cross court, and she has it partially blocked, but a nice dig by Ritter, and they're unable to save it after that. Give the kill to a Taylor's Weber, her fourth on the night. And Potter County now with a 2019 lead here in set number two. Ashley Cal back to serve for the Battlers. It's dug out by Albee. They go cross court to Ross. Now as her kill is going to be blocked off the net, but it's going to go off the hands of Tyler Simon. So give the point to the Wolverines as the kill will go to a Jordan Rossow.
Yeah, she knew right where she wanted to put it, but just hit it into the top of the net.
Battlers now with the volleyballs. Weber gets it back to the Wolverines. Wolverines set up their offense as Ebel tries to get it over. Both teams still going back and forth in a tight set. Number two here knotted at 20. The scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Wolverines still with the volleyball here as Ebel's kill attempt is going to go long, but it will be saved by the Battlers, but it's going to go off the hands of number three. That is Riley Kalp. Give the kill to Maya Ebel, her first of the night. Wirtz back to serve as it goes to the back row to Ashley Kalp. They go cross court to Roush. It's going to go off the hands of Ritter. Ritter tried to save it. Give the kill to Taylan Roush, her third of the night. And it's now knotted at 21 again. Again, you have to win each set by 2 points. And this one's going to look like it's going to go the distance here as both teams going back and forth.
Yeah, tight match here. It could go either way. Whoever can go on a little bit of a run maybe might pull this one out.
Ritter with it in the middle of the Wolverine offense as Mettinger sends it over. It's going to hit. I thought it was close to hitting on the line, but the back official says no, and it will go out of bounds for a Potter County point, and they take the lead 22-21.
Yeah, tough break there for the Wolverines. That was a close one.
Ritter with it as she gets to Ebel. Ebel's kill attempt's going to go to the back row. Potter County now with it as Weber tries to get in the middle of the Wolverine defense. Wolverines with it as Rossow's kill attempt goes to the back row. Out. Kalp able to dig it out. Both teams going back and forth yet again in a tight set. Number two, it's been tight all throughout as both teams still looking to score here as Wirtz has it. Gets it to Ritter, cross court to Ebel. Ebel's kill attempt goes to Zweber and hits off the top of the arena here and falls down. Zweber unable to hit it. You can give the kill to number 14, Maya Ebel. Now knotted up back again at 22.
And that's where the Wolverines want to see back there.
Weber gets it over. Wirtz is able to save it. Albee, they just get it over. A nice save by the Wolverines. Both teams still going back and forth. Albee with the dig. Mettinger gets it over. Weber now with it for Potter County. Knotted at 22 here in set number two. Each team looking to try to separate themselves, and that just gets over. But Potter County is able to save it. Both teams still going back and forth. As the kill attempt will be successful for Jordan Rossow. This place just erupted after some great volleyball from both teams.
Yeah, what a volley by both sides. And everybody was on the edge of their seat to see who was going to get that point.
Wolverines now up 23-22, a back-and-forth game we've seen so far, and both coaches expected it to be. As Stevens kills his attempt, goes to the back row to Ebel. Ebel gets it to Ritter as Albee sends it over. Stevens with it sets up Simon. Simon's kill attempt's going to go long, and we got Matt's point now for the Wolverines, 24-22. We're seeing a much more calm Potter County team here in the second set. It's really showing to see if they can take advantage of it and try to tie this game back up. Ebel serve goes to the back row to Chalp. Simon in the middle of the defense goes to Zweber. Zweber's kill attempt goes to the back row to Albee in the middle to Rasha. And C's unable to get it over. Give the point to Potter County. Now it's 24-23. He's looking to tie the game up as Zweber goes back to serve for the Battlers.
Big serve here coming up for Zweber.
Zweber already with one ace tonight. Four kills unofficially. His first serve goes to the back row to Wirtz. Mettinger with it now. That might have been out of bounds, but Zweber saves it. Mankey's kill attempt is going to go off the hands of Wirtz. And just like that, we're not enough at 24. We've got another timeout by Potter County. A great set. And this place is really feeding off the energy so far.
It really is. My goodness. These girls in this set have been back and forth. They are all giving it everything they have. And you've seen a much better team from the Battlers than you saw in that first set. They first started out a little dejected, but they kept chipping away, And here we are, 24 apiece.
I think both coaches, Coach Sandmeyer and Coach Cronin, have to be happy with their girls the way they're playing right now. But now you have to win by two. It's not the first one to 25 anymore. Now that we're not at 24, you have to win by two. So the way this goes, we could be here, and it could be 30-30 before this set number two gets over.
Yeah, it's just been so back and forth. Somebody will get a two-point lead. They'll give up a point. Then the other team takes the lead. And it's been that kind of a set. So is this the opportunity that the Battlers were looking for to get a little, you know, they just need 2 points to get this one, so we'll see what happens.
24-24, that scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products as Weber's back to serve for Potter County coming out of this timeout. She's got one ace and four kills in the night so far as it goes to Ebel of the Wolverines, Ritter in the middle of their offense as he gets it to Mettinger. Mettinger goes to Zweber. Potter County now on the attack as Simon sends it down with some authority. And now Potter County is 1 point away from tying the sets up at one apiece.
Great placement there by Simon. He saw the back corner is open, and that's where the ball went.
Zweber back to serve again. His Wirtz has it for the Wolverines. Ritter now gets it to Mettinger. Mettinger tries to hit it over, and it's going to go still be saved. I thought it was going to go on the floor, but it's still saved. Your ball's still alive, and it goes out of bounds, and we're not up at 25 again. Great recognition by Mettinger to realize that was going to go out of bounds, but she got out of the way and started running towards the bleachers.
Yeah, she did that earlier, too. She's got great awareness of the sideline there and smart heads-up play.
25-25 here in set number two. Atlas go cross-court to Simon. I'll be able to dig it out as they go into Rossow. Rossow's kill attempt trying to go in the middle of defense, but it's going to be saved by the Battlers. She blocks it at the net again. Both teams still going back and forth. Ritter with it, tries to catch the Potter County defense off guard, but now it goes back over to Harriet Selby. Both teams still back and forth. Mettinger's kill attempt is off the hands of Mankey, and now they hold a one-point lead here, and this place erupted after that point, after the kill by Mettinger.
Yeah, great job there on that volley by Rossow, even getting down on her knee to make sure that the ball was going to stay alive.
Set point for the Wolverines, and you can go ahead and give the ace to Stephanie Albee as Harriet Selby takes a 2-0 lead now as they win a set number two here, 27-25. Maybe we'll go ahead, step away, take a 2-minute break, right back with more Region 6B volleyball here on KMLO.
At the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, our team is dedicated to the traditions of service. We offer a wide array of products to accommodate all your financial needs, including checking and savings accounts, CDs, IRAs, loans, debit cards, credit cards, a 24-hour ATM, and online banking. Make sure to check out our special notices in your monthly bank statements. We are the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, member FDIC. Proud to serve you and proud to support the Wolverines.
Hey, all family and friends, out watching our Potter County Battlers compete in tonight's game.
All of us at the Hovind Co-op are behind the athletes, giving it all they've got every play of the game while striving for the win.
We are cheering for your success tonight.
Not only tonight, but in the classroom, on the farm, wherever your life takes you.
Good luck, Battlers, in tonight's game and all season long.
The Hovind Co-op is proud to support our area youth, the future of this community. Best of luck from the Hovind Co-op. Go Battlers!
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Broken glass, scratch paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Welcome you back into Selby, South Dakota for the 6B Region Volleyball second round. The winner of tonight's matchup will go on to the SODAC 16 to be one game closer to getting to the ultimate goal of the state volleyball tournament. Harriet Selby holds a 2-0 lead if you're just joining us as they won set number one, 25-20, and then 27-25. Casey Miners, Dave Williams along with you guys for this really great ride so far. We've seen a great match. Both teams. It's just been great. I mean, I'm hoping that both teams can come out and just do what we've seen so far in set number two.
Yeah, and it's usually that first set tends to be kind of a feeling out process between the two teams. They just came out with guns blazing. The reason it kind of went the Wolverine's way is the Battlers just couldn't get those kills in balance, and that's what really hurt them. And a tight set in set number two. Oh, my goodness. It's just unbelievable. Both those teams were just laying it out on the floor. The Wolverines were able to pull it out at the very end.
Casey Miners, Dave Williams with you guys in the Jensen Rockin' Sand broadcast booth. Both teams back out on the court as Harriet Selby's looking to close it out and go 3-0 tonight here in the sets. Scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Pharma Products. As the Battlers will start with the volleyball. Let's hope we just see great. I haven't called much volleyball yet this year so far, but this has been a great match, even though Harriet Selby holds a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, it has been phenomenal. Both sides playing well tonight.
Mettinger's kill on the other end. He's going to go to the back row to Zweber for the Battlers. Simon looking to attack. Just Wirtz is able to dig it out now. Wolverine scrambling on offense, but Mettinger's able to get it over. Both teams going back and forth as we've said a lot tonight. We've had a great match, and they're going to go ahead and get a violation on the Wolverines. The point will go to Potter County. I believe that's their first so far at both sets. I think that's the first time they scored first here tonight, and that could be all-important point number one as we start here set number three.
Yeah, it's a great way to start off this set after losing a tough, tight one to come out strong and be able to score that.
Roush's serve goes over, and Cronin's just able to throw it, put it down with some authority, and she kind of walked away like she was upset with the way that second set went, and she was like, this is our set, we're here to play.
I think if that one had not hit a Wolverine, there'd be a pothole in the middle of the court.
2-0 now for Potter County as they go to the back row to Alsby, cross court to Rossow. Rossow tries to get in the middle of the defense. Is able to be dug out. Cronin now on the attack. Wirtz saves it for the Wolverines. Rossow able to get it over. 2-0, Potter County on top as Simon's kill attempt is going to be blocked at the net by number 5, Sophia Ritter, her first block on the night. She's not very tall, but she got up there and blocked that one for the Wolverines.
Yeah, she really did, and it looks like Cronin is trying to put the team on her back and say, hey, we got to get this one.
Wolverines with the volleyball now is worse. Gets it to Rossow, and she's just unable to save it. I think a little bit of a miscommunication because Mettinger was right there, too. She might have had the better play in the ball if Rossow was able to let it go.
Yeah, and I think maybe Rossow realized that a little too late. You can see the look on her face going, oh, man, I should have let you get it.
Battlers back to serve as they hold a 3-1 lead early here in set number three. Harriet Selby on top, 2-0. As Rossow's kill goes along, it'll be an error on her, her first error tonight. 4-1, and now Battlers, as they've gone on a scoring run here. Wolverines now with the volleyball as Wirtz's kill goes cross court, does Weber's. Weber digs it out as they get it to Cronin. Cronin's kill attempt's going to be put in the middle of the defense, and it will go down for a point. She's tallying up the kills tonight so far. It's now 5-1 early Battlers here on set number three.
Yeah, too much of a hot potato there for Sophia Ritter to dig that one out.
9 kills for Kaden Cronin unofficially tonight for Potter County. Wolverines on offense as Wirtz kills goes cross court to the back row to Weber. Simon setting up the defense as she gets it to Mankey. Mankey tries to get it in. It's going to go. It's going to. Oh, they're going to. I think that the Wolverines thought it was going to go out of bounds. They were all cheering, but the officials ward the point to the Potter County. You can go ahead and give the kill to Zoe Mankey.
Yeah, it was not as close as the Wolverines thought it was. Going to be out of bounds. It was well in that line.
Battlers back to serve again as the serve goes to the back row to Ebel. Ebel gets it to Ritter, goes cross court to Mettinger. Mettinger has their kill attempt dug out by Alsby. Wolverines now back with the volleyball as Mettinger gets another kill attempt, and it's going to go off the hands of the Battlers. You can give Pasha Mettinger another kill, her fifth of the night, and that leads the Wolverines so far.
Yeah, Schlotter got on the ball, but right at Kalp, and it was too quick for her to do anything with it.
6-2 now, Battlers on top. Wolverines haven't had to fight back much so far tonight. A nice dig by Ritter. She's able to get it over. Battlers now working on offense again as Simon's kill attempt is going to be dug out by Ritter on the other end. It's going to go out of bounds off of Ritter as it went over the net, but just out of play. Now 7-2 for Potter County here. And we were worried, we talked about the timeout, that was such a close second set that could have been the dagger now down 2-0. But Potter County showing that they're still here to fight up 7-2 early.
Yeah, they are not giving up. They have come out just guns blazing here in this third set.
Albie now with it. She gets it to Ebel. Her kill attempt's going to be blocked. Cronin now with it. If she has it blocked at the net, give the block to Jada Rossow, her fourth on the night so far tonight. And she's been great in the middle, timing those blocks perfectly. It's really kind of slowed down Cronin, I think, something that Coach Sandmeyer has been happy about.
Yeah, on the tough serve there right into the net by Rossow. She is very able to have been the anchors back there tonight. You know, when they get back there, they serve, and they're going on little runs. And it'll be interesting to see. This is the first time they've been behind like this. Are the Wolverines going to be able to dig back in?
Kalp's serve goes to the back row as it's hit off the hands of Mettinger. Ebel's kill on the other end goes right into the net. And I think this is something that Coach Sandmeyer said in the pregame, that on Tuesday they got off to kind of a slow start. Maybe it's the jitters, and we might be seeing a little bit of that as they're up 2-0, and now they're down 9-3 here in set number three. Kalp's serve goes to the back row to Albie. Wolverine setting up their offense as they go cross court to Rossow. Rossow's kill attempt goes to the back row. Potter County now with it as Zweber's going to attack on the other end. It's going to go off the hands of Ebel. Give the kill to Taylor Zweber, her fifth of the night. And we're going to get a timeout by Harriet Selby. This timeout brought to you by Agtegra. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact local Agtegra Cooperative today. We'll go ahead, step away, take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Playoff Volleyball here on KMLO.
At First Interstate Bank of Gettysburg, we know that champions play as one, one team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They are built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on First Interstate Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit First Interstate Bank of Gettysburg today. Member FDIC.
Casey Miners, Dave Williams bringing you the 6B Region second round volleyball action from Selby tonight. Right now, the Wolverines lead in sets 2-0, but they find themselves down 10-3 early here in set number three. A scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products as Ashley Kalp is back to serve for Potter County coming out of this timeout. Her serve goes to the back row. Ritter with it setting up the Wolverine offense as Ebel's kill attempt is going to be dug out by Kaup as Weber gets her kill attempt blocked at the net, but it's going to fall down for a Potter County point. She gets back-to-back kills coming off a timeout. It's now 11-3 for Potter County.
That biggest lead we've seen for the Battlers, and they are playing just so well here in this set.
Biggest lead by each team tonight as Kaup's serve goes to the back row to Albee. Ritter setting up the offense as Wirtz kills attempt is going to go in to the net. We just saw Coach Sandmeyer on the other side just nod her head back, and this has just been a frustrating set so far for the Wolverines.
It really has. Kind of a tale of two teams.
Kaup to serve again at 4 Potter County, and that goes right into the net. Maybe the break that the Wolverines needed as they're finally able to get the volleyball back, now down 12-4.
Yeah, this is the time they need to put together a decent run and try to steal some points back.
Wirtz's serve goes to the back row for the Battlers. As Weber's kill attempt is going to find the middle of the Wolverine defense as Ross at Wow hits it over quickly. Ebel now with the volleyball. Potter County now on the attack again as Simon's kill attempt is going to go right off the net. And it will be a point for the Wolverines as they've now scored two straight, 12-5 now for Harriet Selby as Wirtz goes back to serve. Wirtz's serve goes to the back row to Kaup. Cross court to Weber's. Weber's kill attempt is going to go out of bounds. And now, just like that, a 3-0 scoring run for Harriet Selby. And they're now down 6 here in set number 3.
Yeah, that's exactly what they needed. Great awareness there by Albee. You know how close she was to the back line and let that one go. Out of bounds it went. And another point to the Wolverines.
Wirtz serving her third straight coming out of this timeout as her serve will go to the back row to Ashley Kaup. Battler scrambling on offense as Weber tries to save it, but it goes straight in the net. Now 4 straight points here for Harriet Selby.
Nice little run behind the serving of Wirtz here, and a much better position for the Wolverines.
Wirtz, the senior, serves it to the back row over to Kaup, making the middle of the defense, just gets it over. Rossout's kill attempt goes to the back row, saved by Ashley Kaup. Cross court does Weber. Weber's kill attempt dug out by Wirtz. Now over to Ebel. Ebel tries to throw down some authority, but that's dug out by Ashley. Wolverines now with the volleyball again, and they're trying to scramble, and they're unable to save it. Give the point now back to the Battlers as they're going to go back to serve.
Yeah, Mettinger and Ritter both kind of came together at the same time and both ran out of real estate to do anything with it.
Great crowd on hand tonight here in Selby as Simon's serve goes to the back row. Ebel's kill attempt is going to be partially blocked, but it will fall down for her. You can give her a kill. That's her third kill on the night. She had 2 in the last, and as she goes back to serve, we've seen Harriet Selby go on quite a few runs with Ebel back there serving as Weber has an empty block at the net by Jaden and Rossau. Her third block, both Rossau girls. Now up with 3 and 4 blocks respectively here tonight. They're doing a great job in the middle of that defense for the Wolverines.
Yeah, Jordan was right there and just put that one down with some authority at the net.
That one goes off the hands of Kaup, and just like that, Wolverines are down 10, and Ebel gets another ace, and that's going to be a timeout on the court by Potter County. Coach Jamie Cronin calls her timeout. This timeout brought to you by Ag Integra, acres ahead to maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Ag Integra cooperative today. We will go ahead, step away for 30 seconds, right back with more playoff volleyball here on KMLO.
It's game time, and Shorty's One Stop wishes the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that Wanda and the staff support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your game with hustle, and remember, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. Shorty's has your favorite candy bar, salty snacks, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours. We'll get you there. So save me a seat. And remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
It's getting loud in here again in the Selby Gym in Selby, South Dakota. Casey Miners, Dave Williams with you. 13-10 Potter County on top here in set number 3. The scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Ebel has been great serving back there for the Wolverines tonight, and they're now on a little bit of a run, down 3, and it was up to 7 as much here in the third set. Potter County had a lead.
Yeah, Potter County clinging to this lead as the Wolverines have put together some really good runs on offense.
Battlers now with the volleyballs. They go cross court to Glebers. Glebers kill attempt blocked at the net, and they are struggling to try to regroup and see where the volleyball was going. And now it is a 13-11. Harriet Selby climbing back into this game as Evil goes back to serve again.
Yeah, the Wolverines have got them running all over the court again, and that's what was really effective for them in the first two sets.
Evil with her second ace as so far as she's on the serving run, her third ace overall tonight. As they're now down 1-13-12, and just gives the volleyball right back as Evil serve will go into the net. 15-12 now, back up to a three-point lead for the Battlers as Taylor Zweber goes back to serve for Potter County. So far on the night, Zweber's got one ace to go along with six kills. Zweber's serve goes back to Ebel. Ebel with it. Gets over to Ritter. Ritter goes in the middle to Mettinger. Mettinger able to get it over as Ashley Kalp has on the other end for Potter County. And Zweber trying to set up the offense. She hits it right into the net. And the Battlers give up a point there now, 14-13. We're seeing more back and forth volleyball, maybe not the same energy you saw in the second set, but now back and forth again you saw in the first and second.
Yeah, both teams really stepping up and making an interesting shot as Harriet Selby able to add another point and tie this one up at 14.
Jada Rossow has been a really key piece for the Wolverines in the middle. She's got four blocks to go along with four kills tonight so far. As Albee serves, goes to the back row to Mankey. She gets it to Simon. Simon back to Mankey's. Mankey's kill attempt's going to go off the net. Wolverines now setting up on offense as Mettinger gets it over. Potter County now back with the volleyball. Stevens gets it back to Simon. Simon's kill attempt's going to be dug out by Ebel. Ebel on the other end for the Wolverines has it dug out by Kalp. Kalp over to Wirtz as they're going back and forth quickly again. Stevens with it now is Ashley Kalp's kill attempt. Is going to be dug out by Ebel. A nice save by her. She gets it to Albee. Wirtz just gets it over. Both teams still back and forth. A great volley here by the Battlers and the Wolverines. And still unable to score a point until we get a violation by the Battlers. The point goes to Harriet Selby. Their first lead here in set number three at 15-14.
Yeah, great job by Wirtz calling out that one to get it over because there was one of the teammates closing in. And she said, nope, this was mine. It works out.
The volleyball will go out of bounds for another Wolverine point, and that's going to be a timeout on the other end for Coach Jamie Cronin and the Potter County Battlers. We'll go ahead, keep it here. The timeout brought to you by AgTegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperatives today. The Wolverines able to battle back here in that third set. I think that Coach Sandmeyer loves to see that as they were down by as much as seven here early on in set number three.
Yeah, the momentum at the beginning was in the hands of the Battlers. They just came out ready to go. They were putting it right to the Wolverines. But as you've seen these small runs to get back into the game, finally tie things up, now you can kind of see that momentum on the other side. The Wolverines, they're starting to roll again, and that could be bad news for the Battlers. Unless they, you know, you're seeing that, you know, lack of confidence again. After they had that big lead and let the Wolverines back in, they need to play like they did at the beginning of the set.
16-14, your score here in set number three. Harriet Selby on top, looking to close out and move on to the SODAC 16. That scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. As Albee serves, going to go straight to the back, out of bounds, as Caden Cronin is going to set to check in a four. Potter County, she comes straight off of the bench to the bench for the Battlers. Goes number 12, Ashley Kalp, the libero tonight for the Battlers. Back to serve is Taylan Roush. Her serve goes short. Wirtz digs it out. Rossow able to get it, but Ebel's just got to get it over. That barely gets over as Cronin has it. She's calling for the volleyball back. She has it partially blocked at the net, but it's going to fall down for another kill for Caden Cronin. And she's up to 9 on the night, searching for double-digit kills back-to-back matches. And she had a 10 the other night at home in Gettysburg. Roush's serve goes to the back row to Ebel. Ritter now with it as she gets it to Mettinger. Mettinger's kill is going to be partially blocked at the net. Both teams scrambling for the volleyball, and just like that, we got a 2-0 scoring run by Potter County as they're able to tie it up at 16 apiece here in set number three.
That's what they needed to do. They're only playing tall at the net for them, and they're back in this one.
Eba with it on the back row for the Battlers as they get to Rossow. Rossow's kill is going to fall as it went off the hands of Weber.
So just like that, once again, tied up between these two teams. Nobody wants to budge.
Sophia Ritter back to serve for Harriet Selby. Her serve goes to the back row to Kalp. To Simon, back to Kalp. Kalp's kill is going to be dug out by Wirtz. They go cross court to Mettinger. Mettinger almost might have had to go out of bounds, but Potter County saves it as they just barely get it over. Three hits. Mankey the one getting over. Both teams going back and forth as Ebel gets it now. Zleber with it, setting up the offense. They go in the middle to Cronin. Cronin's going to throw it down with some authority. She's going to double-digit kills on the night. Back-to-back games that she has had double-digit kills. And we're seeing Potter County extend that lead now. Or excuse me, take the lead now 17-18.
Yeah, Cronin doing a good job finding that open corner and just putting it away.
Ebo with it on the back row for the Wolverines. They get it to Wirtz. Wirtz has just got hit over as it was mishit in the middle. Both teams are looking to go back and forth. And Simon tried catching the defense off guard like she's done before, but just mishits it and hits it right into the net. Now we're knotted up at 18. Yet again, back and forth volleyball. We're seeing it from both teams.
Yeah, that was just a bad angle. She knew what she wanted to do, but just wasn't in the right spot to do it.
An unconventional ace there by Mettinger. So it was, I think that Potter County didn't think it was getting over, then it just snuck over and it landed. And Cronin just had a hit and it went out of bounds. So give Mettinger the ace, her second ace of the night, as she's back to serve again. That one off the top of the roof here. It is Selby as Potter County is able to get it over. Wirtz now setting up the offense as Ebel has it. Her kill's blocked to the net by Cronin. Simon with it goes cross court to Mankey. Mankey's kill attempt to be dug out by Mettinger. Both teams going back and forth again as Rossow serves it over. Wolverines now with the volleyball again as they go to the middle as Ebel's got to hit it over. Cronin in the middle of defense tries to get it in the middle, unable to do so. Both teams going back and forth yet again. Wolverines holding a 19-18 lead here in set number three. They are up 2-0. As Ebel's kill attempt is going to be partially blocked at the net, but it goes out of bounds awkwardly off of Cronin. He can give Ebel the kill. Her fourth to go along with three aces tonight. She's been great back there serving for the Wolverines along on the offensive end as Mettinger backs to serve for Harriet Selby. Her serve goes to the back row. Ashley Kalp with it, gets it to Simon, and that's going to land in, and Simon's going to get another kill on her stat sheet tonight. As it is now 20-19, Harriet Selby hanging on to a one-point lead. They battled back. They were down by as much as 7 at 10-3 here at one time in this third set. The Wolverines doing a great job of holding their own as Ritter has it. In the middle of the Wolverine offense is worse. Goes cross-court off the hands of Simon to Kalp. Kalp over to Cronin. Cronin gets it over as it's dug out by Wirtz. Ebel with it, hits it off the top of the net. Back in the middle of defense to an offense to Cronin. Cronin gets it over. Ebel's kill attempt. He's going to go cross court to Zleber. Both teams going back and forth again as Cronin's going to have it blocked at the net by Ebel. Cronin's just got to hit it over to save the team. Both teams looking to switch for a point. That's going to go off the hands of Ritter as we're now tied at 20 again here in set number three.
Another exciting one. Both of these teams get a little bit of a lead, give up the ball, and then the other team gets the lead.
Battler's serve goes over. Potter County now with the volleyball. Excuse me. We're going to get a kill by Ebel. Ebel really coming on here in this set, and she's had a couple aces and now three kills so far in this third set, and now Harriet Selby now back on top, 21-20.
Yeah, she's really stepped up at the net and back serving for the Wolverines.
Jada Ross now back to serve now for Harriet Selby as she gets it over as Weber's kill attempt on the other end. It's going to go long, but Ritter's able to save it. Works with it, gets it to Mettinger. Mettinger goes long to the back row to Kalp. Kalp's kill attempt is just going to get over as both teams going back and forth again. Works tries to lay it over in the middle of that Potter County defense. Harriet Selby now with the volleyball again. It's going to be partially blocked at the net, but it will fall for a kill for Jordan Rouse. Her fourth kill of the night to go along with three blocks. And now a 22-20 lead here by the Wolverines looking to close out here in set number three. One of the Potter County girls took that up off the face, but somehow it works for a point. I think they were a little worried about the defender, but she took it off the face. But it was saved by number three for Potter County, Riley Kalp. She gets her first kill of the night as Ashley Kalp goes back to serve. I'll be with it now for the Wolverines. She goes cross court to Rouse. Weber's kill attempt is going to be dug out by Mettinger. Wirtz has to save it, and she does get it back over to Potter County. Cross court to Weber. Weber has it blocked at the net, and it's going to fall for another block by Jordan Rosso. Both Rosso girls now have four blocks apiece tonight for the Wolverines.
Standing tall here for the Wolverines, doing a great job. 2 points away.
23-21, that scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Potter County having to scramble, and they are unable to do so. That's going to be an ace for the Wolverines, and we now have a match point for Harriet Selby looking to advance to SODAC 16. Wirfs back to serve. Her serve goes over as Ashley Kalp has it. She goes back to Kalp. Kalp's serve goes right into the net. And Harriet Selby will win tonight 25-21 and will advance to the SODAC 16. We will go ahead, step away, take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back with the postgame here on KMLO.
At Plains Commerce Bank, our roots run deep in the plains of South Dakota, where our bankers have been making decisions locally since the 1930s. We're the people in whom you've placed your trust, and we'll be around when you need us.
Hi, this is Kay Kalp, agribusiness banker at Plains Commerce Bank. We take the time to get to know your business and your needs. We offer customized lending, local decision-making, and great service, all important to help you grow your business and reach your dreams.
Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
Schlachter Lumber, your hometown hardware and lumber store since 1888. See Schlachter Lumber for shingles, wood, asphalt, and metal. Cabinets by Dakota, Starmark, and Mid-Continent. All grades of lumber, treated rough lumber, select grade, hardwoods, and oak, cherry, birch, and walnut. Schlachter sells plywood, OSB, shop, CDX, AC treated, and drywall, insulation, and ceiling tile as well. Schlachter Lumber, your hometown hardware and lumber store in Gettysburg since 1888.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. Using seed varieties from CropPlan, Brown's offers custom application of chemicals and free delivery. Call Brown Agronomy at 605-765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg on Highway 212.
Neumeyer and Smith, attorney at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Potter County Battler Sports. See Neumeyer and Smith for wills, estate planning and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Neumeyer and Smith Law Office at 605-765-2494, 605-765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports, Neumeyer and Smith Law Office in Gettysburg.
Stan C-Store in Gettysburg is inviting hunters to check their Facebook page each week for Sunday dinner specials, weekend liquor specials, Gentleman Jack and Gray 375-milliliter bottle, $17.99, Gentleman Jack and Gray 750-milliliter, $31.39, Black Velvet 175-milliliter bottle, $19.39, Burnett's 175-milliliter bottle, $14.99, Tito's 175-milliliter bottle, $36.99, and all Stella's $13.49. Stan C-Store, remind you to hunt safely. Come into Stan's for food, fuel, and munchies every day, and good luck on your hunt.
Welcome you into the post game here on KMLO along with the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth. Harriet Selby advances to the Sodak 16. Not quite sure who they'll play yet, but we will be there for the game when they announce that the game will be on a Tuesday next week. Hopefully sometime tonight or next week, early next week, we should find out who they're playing. So stay tuned to drgnews.com along with the mobile app to find out who the Wolverines will be playing next week. Casey Miners, Dave Williams here in Selby, South Dakota. We're going to wrap things up fairly quickly. And Dave, it was a great match, even though Harriet Selby won 3-0. I think that you got to give credit where credit's due. Potter County came in as the underdog, and they really gave Harriet Selby all of his, they gave him their best effort.
Yeah, they gave them everything that the Wolverines could handle. I mean, even though, yes, this is a three-set sweep, it was far from easy for the Wolverines. I mean, it was tight all the way through. The Battlers, they don't have anything to hang their heads about. They played a heck of a game tonight, and this was a fun match to be here for. You know, congratulations on their season. Hey, they made it this far. Something to build on, and good luck to the Wolverines. I mean, they really did a great job of, you know, they fell behind here in this third set. And they could have just said, you know what, well, we'll just get through. We'll go to set number four. But they didn't. They dug in. They got on little runs here and there. They tightened it up. And once they got the lead, that was pretty much it. That was all she wrote.
And I think that Harriet Selby did a great job of battling back from adversity. You heard Coach Sandmeyer say it in the Keys to Success, that they had a little bit of adversity, a little bit of first game jitters, but they were able to battle back here in this set as well, especially in set number three, and they come away with the 6B region championship, or at least advancing to the Sodak 16.
Yeah, I mean, they had not played that far behind in tonight's matchup. I mean, that was the question. How were they going to respond? Because Potter County just came out blazing into a big lead, but the Wolverines, they looked a little shell-shocked, I think, at first, the way Potter County came out. But then they dug in their heels, and they just started playing the way they needed to play, and it resulted in another great close match.
Well, we will have the play of the game, but first we will hear from Family Dental of here and at Gettysburg right out of this break.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
Dave Williams wrapping it up, and I really think the big play of the game, you can say plays, was the serving for Potter, for Harriet Selby. Whenever they would find themselves down, it always seemed like that they were able to rattle off, especially with Ebel back there serving tonight for them.
Yeah, between Ebel and Jada Rossow, those were the two that really seemed to kind of spur them on when they got in that service area. And they I don't know, it just seems like it was them back there. They would get on these runs and really either pull away or in this last set were able to close in on the Battlers.
We will name our player of the game coming up, but first we're going to hear from Venture Communications on KMLO.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, November 7th. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Ravens head to New Orleans to take on the Saints at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for high-def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Well, Dave, me and you both talked, and we both think that the player of the game should go to Harriet Selby's Maya Ebel. What she was able to do back on the service line, and especially offensively, I had her down for three aces, two of them coming back-to-back in that second set that really gave Harriet Selby a big lead to go along with five kills offensively. She was really all over the court tonight for the Wolverines.
Yeah, she really earned that T-shirt tonight. Like you said, the service was fantastic, being back there, spurring her team on to these spurts and getting on some good runs. But she was everywhere on the court, digging things out. You know, getting kills, she was really the spark plug for this Wolverine team all the way through the match.
Again, Harriet Selby wins tonight 3-0 at home as they advance to the SODAC 16. I want to give a big shout-out to the sponsors for tonight's game. We got Brown Agronomy, Bank West, Neumeier & Smith, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Gas & Goodies, Stan C-Store, Thorntonson Trucking & Selby, Langer's Family Food, Campbell County Bank Insurance & Harriet, Hovind Co-op, Prairie Stop, Harriet Concrete and Gettysburg Collision Center, First Insurance, First Interstate Bank, Shorty's One Stop, Plains and Commerce Bank, Kamwall Electric, and Schlachter Lumber. Also want to thank the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to keep your eyes on the road, not on your phone. This playoff game was brought to you by 100.7 KMLO and our advertisers and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No broadcast in whole or in a part may be made without the written permission by the SDHSAAA. For Dave Williams, I'm Casey Miners. Again, Harriet Selby wins tonight as they advance to the SODAC 16-3-0. We'll be signing off here on KMLO and have a great rest of your night.